Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I have the old foot tapping here, drinking a little coffee on the porch of the cabin, listening to Western Swing and other things, and I know that's what all you fine folks are doing, too. I thought we'd talk about a game animal today, something that many of you may not be very familiar with, and that's the javelina, the collared peccary, is the official name. Many people talk about coming to Texas, especially this time of year when, you know, maybe up in Nebraska, Kansas, eastern Colorado, part northern Oklahoma. They come to Texas to get away, maybe to what they think might be a little bit milder climate and do a little hunting. Well, one animal that's often overlooked is the javelina. And you're talking about a fun animal to hunt, an animal that a lot of people know very little about. Now, most hunters, when they think of hunting javelina, they're thinking about South Texas, you know, deep South Texas, the brush country. Webb County, around the wet southwestern part of South Texas. But truly, there's other places to hunt. I'm going to give you a place in North Texas that's available to hunt javelina called Ranger Creek Ranch. A lot of people do not know that Ranger Creek Ranch, or North Texas, that's Knox County, about 80 miles south of Wichita Falls. That'll place it. A lot of people have no earthly idea there's a lot of javelina up in that Cedar Break country there. But Rennell Scott owns Ranger Creek Ranch and offers hunts this time of year for javelina. Now, are they as plentiful as parts of South Texas? That answer is no. But the last time I hunted there, we encountered two groups of them, two little herds of them that would be comprised of 10 to probably 20 animals. And I love to bow hunt javelina. They're much easier to hunt than a white-tailed deer. And if you play the wind right, and a lot of times you'll see them drive the ranch roads, and a common way to hunt them is corn. Put corn, long strings of corn out on ranch roads, and then spot the javelina, get your bow and get downwind and sneak in there too for a close shot. But another fact that many people are not aware of, javelinas are great eating. And I make that statement with full confidence because I've eaten many of them. A javelina has a scent gland on the top of its back, and that scent gland is used to, I'm sure, in nature's way to keep the pack together. They can smell that and find each other in the brush, you know. But when you skin the javelina, you do not touch the scent gland. You know, you just remove the skin. The meat from a javelina, to me, is a blend between pork and venison. It's very, very lean. There's no fat on a javelina. And a big one I killed one time that weighed 52 pounds, a boar, an older boar javelina. But as a rule, they're going to weigh 30 to 45 pounds. That's pretty standard. You know, 35 pounds might be an average. But they lend themselves well to slow cooking. I actually smoked mine and then the meat from it and the last one, and then put a good smoke ring on the meat and then wrapped it in foil and let it slow cook with some olive oil and then made fajitas out of it. Awesome fajitas. But if there were an animal tailor-made for bow hunters, it would be the javelina. So much fun to hunt, you know, and it's not uncommon if you're stealthy and get downwind to shoot one and then have the pack stir around a little bit and then maybe get in for another shot. Now, the season in North Texas it ends late this month in February for javelina, and you can hunt them as close as Ranger Creek Ranch. To learn more, you can Google or just go online, rangercreekranch.com, and check out the pictures, and you can learn a little bit more about the javelina right there. But years back, the javelina were stocked right in that area on the huge Wagoner Ranch, and through the decades, they've spilled over. Folks, I've enjoyed visiting with you. We are just about out of time. See you next week. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.